Good morning. It's always a joy to have you with us for the Word for Life Radio Ministry. We have been looking at Proverbs chapter 7 the last time we were together, and we're discussing the principle of the path. In other words, what path are you on? Because whatever path you're on will determine your destination. We saw in Proverbs chapter 4 that the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more into the perfect day. In other words, the path that leads to heaven, the path that leads to the presence of God. In thy presence is fullness of joy. That's the path we're talking about there in Proverbs 4:19. Oh, but then it says in verse 19, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. See, that path is a dark path, and stumbling is definitely a part of it. And you can't get to the destination of the shining light by being on the path of darkness. You have to get off the path of darkness and onto the path of the shining light. Solomon was watching a young man from his window one night, and he saw this young man going the way to a strange woman into the red light district of the town, so to speak. Solomon recognized it as a path that was going to be leading him to destruction. He didn't recognize it that way. The young man thought, oh, it's just going to be a one-night stand, just a fling. You know, a lot of Christians think the same way. A lot of young people think, oh, it's not a problem. I'm just going to have my fun. I can ask the Lord to forgive me. In fact, last time we were together, we were talking about the foolishness of thinking that I can just claim 1 John 1:9, confess my sin, he'll forgive my sin. But we mentioned that if it's not truly repentance, changing your mind about what you think and do, then it's not really forgiven. We mentioned that if you're not willing to forsake your sin, God's not willing to forgive your sin. Proverbs 28:13. And so consequently, we went back to Proverbs 7, where this loosely immoral woman was trying to woo this young man into her home. And she said in verse 26, many people have been wounded by me, but you're not going to know it because I'm going to pretend like everything's going to be fantastic. Why? Well, her husband was gone. He was out of town, took a bag of money. He wasn't coming back anytime. And so come on in. And so it says in verse 21, with much fair speech, she caused him to yield. You see, he didn't flee youthful lust. He was carried too high for his character to sustain him. And verses 22 to 23 tell us that all of a sudden, it's not a party anymore. Notice verse 22, he goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteth to the snare, the trap, and knoweth not that it is for his life. You see, what happened was a path. It wasn't an event. It was a way that he had been living. Go back one page to chapter 5. Notice verse 3, Proverbs 5:3. For the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil, but her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell, lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life. Her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. How important it is to understand that. It says in verse 6, you can't understand this path because it's darkness. And so consequently, we go back to chapter 7, stocks, public humiliation, stocks. Back in those days, your head and your hands were put in stocks in a public place, and everybody walking by would laugh at you. They would even throw rotten tomatoes at you. See, public humiliation. Oh, so many times Satan says, you're getting away with it. Nobody knows. But secret sins become public shame. And as a counseling pastor of 50 years, I can tell you so many stories where people thought nobody will ever know. And pretty soon everybody knew. In verse 24, Solomon stops the story and he makes a plea. He says in verse 24, "Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth." He's now instructing his own kids, and he said, "Let not thy heart decline to her ways." Do you see that? Your heart. See, it's a heart issue. And he says, "Don't decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths, for she hath cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her." Men who thought they were strong. "Oh, I'm not gonna fall." And it says, "Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death." There it is, the highway to hell. It's the way. So all of a sudden, it's not a party anymore. Now, the question is, why are we on this path? Why? Well, because our heart declined to her ways. In other words, we have an emotional attachment to others on that path. It's a heart issue. And we saw in chapter 4 and verse 14, "Enter not into the path of the wicked, go not in the way of evil men." In other words, what kind of friends do you have? What kind of emotional attachments are keeping you on this path? It's your secret path, but there are other people on that path. Now, what happens to everybody on this path? It's the way of death. Where does the path lead? It's a highway to hell. And that's why Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23 is so important. "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and thy eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet." That's Proverbs 4:26. "Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established." Proverbs 4:23-26. "Keep your heart, and you'll follow the right paths." You know, your direction determines your destination. Every path has a destination. You can't go in the wrong direction and reach a different destination. And I want you to sit with me as I try to counsel people that I mentioned to you in the first part of this Bible study. All the folks that were caught up in the deceitfulness of sin. And you want to say, "Didn't you see the path that you were on?" And their answer is no. And you say, "Didn't you see where this path was going to lead?" And their answer is no. And I guess the question is, why not? Well, there were disconnects in their thinking. Let me just share a few disconnects that I often hear as a counseling pastor. Here's one. "I want to marry a great Christian guy, but I'll go out with anyone as long as he's cute." You know, that's where the path trumps the intention. Soon you're married to an unsaved man with whom you can share his misery on a daily basis. Or how about this one? "I want to have a great family and loving relationships, but I'm going to work all the time." Materialism, a character flaw. What path are you on? "I want my kids to respect me, but I'm going to fool around on the internet with porn and chat rooms." Well, there's a disconnect. Your kids are not going to respect you. Or how about this? "I want to marry a sweet, godly girl one day, but now I'm only going to marry the beauty queens and the cool girls." Okay, guess what? You'll never marry a sweet, godly girl because she won't have you. Or how about this? "I don't plan to ever getting into immorality, but I'm going to read the romance novels that fantasize about it and watch movies and TV shows that make it desirable." Does that make any sense? You don't ever plan on getting into it, but you're going to read all about it. And you have your heart to be attracted to it. How about this one? "I want a sweet marriage one day, but I'm going to sleep with everybody until I get married." Well, you know, here's the path principle. Direction determines destination. Pregnancy? Well, how did that happen? Well, you're on the wrong path. Had the wrong friend. Oh, how about this one? "I want to serve the Lord one day, but I'm going to experiment with alcohol while I'm in college and before I get into the ministry." Really? What path are you on? See, some of your close friends have expressed a concern about the path that you're on. But you say to them, oh, I can look and lust, and it's not going to bother me, and I'm not hurting anybody. I mean, it's just pornography. And besides, I can stop anytime I want to. The problem is, you reach the point quickly that you don't want to stop because it's become an addiction. In fact, pornography has a greater addiction factor than cocaine. That comes from people who have been addicted to both. And they say it's harder to get off pornography than it is cocaine. You see, so many times we just make excuses over our events, when in essence they're not events. It's a path. And if you don't accept the fact that it's a path and not simply an event, you'll only discover the path principle when you come to the end, to the destination of heartache. You know what? Then it's too late. Then your marriage may be over. Then your ministry will be over. Then you'll live the rest of your life with mega regrets. So my plea today is to change paths. Change your paths. It could be that you need to change some friends today. Change directions today. And in doing so, you'll change destinations today. You remember what we read in Proverbs 4? The path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. It's a path, not an event. And if you want the perfect day, you must walk the perfect path. My precious friend, what we've been talking about the last couple of days is very difficult. And you may have a tendency to say, you know, I know I'm on the wrong path, but I think I'll stay on it just a little bit longer. I don't feel like I'm addicted. I don't feel like it's going to be something that's going to destroy my life. And I really enjoy it, but I'm going to change. The question is when. It's kind of like a book I have in my library, along with other books on alcoholism. The title of the book is very revealing. I'll Stop Tomorrow. I'll Stop Tomorrow. You know, precious friend, that's exactly what Satan tells you to do about being on the wrong path. I'll stop walking on this path tomorrow. But guess what? You've got to stop today. If you don't stop today, then every day you'll focus on tomorrow, and you will never stop, and it will be the path that leads to destruction, and when you get there, you'll say, how in the world did this happen? And you'll remember this Bible study. Don't let that happen to you. Let God direct your life. Let the Lord have His way in your life every day. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in an awesome way.